This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I sometimes go to say oi, but then when I listen back to it, I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying there. But what I'm saying, oi, I'm saying all right in an English accent, so I'll go, oi.
Michael Barrymore, that was his catchphrase when he was on TV in the 90s.
Who's Michael Barrymore?
He was an old game show host.
Who's the one that we like, the guy who's like, when you want to stop eating, you just stop eating. And then on one day of the week for 20 minutes.
There's Peter Serafinowicz, but it's his character, Brian Butterfield.
Sorry, yes. Say his surname slowly.
Peter Serafinowicz.
It's a great surname.
He has one of my favourite jokes of all time, and it was on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. And Jimmy goes, Peter, would you be a fan of word games? And Peter goes, to be honest, Jimmy, I don't think that's any of your business. I just love that so much. It's so good.
Why don't I get it?
It just kind of it shuts it down.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was just a complete shutdown. It was just I don't think it's any of your business. And it was amazing.
Dave's holding a staff. You'll find out why in today's show.
I am.
And we will catch you back here in the morning.
Bye.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, I did get a haircut. Thanks for asking.
Sorry now. I noticed it 4 seconds
ago. Did you,
ago.
Yeah.
Would you give me a chance?
Give me a chance. You've had since 6:15.
I didn't really get a good look at you until a minute ago, to be honest.
We were sitting in this very studio talking for a good 5 minutes, and now I have headphones on, and that's when you noticed.
No, I noticed it because it's quite... Actually, do you know what? Considering you have your headphones on, let me describe your haircut, because I did see it, and I thought, that's bold now of them, right? Mullety, I think. Is that the look we're going for?
Called a burst fade, ma.
A burst fade?
A burst fade.
So, is that when just the fade goes real low?
Yeah, it goes all the way down to the back.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Party,
and I think it's better
front,
than last
party
time.
In the back.
I think that the fade last time would have went a bit higher, would I be right in
it
saying
did,
that?
It did, Emma. Yeah. I said to him, hey, let's go a little bit shorter, little bit lower down the side of the head.
Mm. So it's like you have the best of both worlds, long hair and short hair.
Honestly, it's amazing. It's the best haircut in the world.
You know, it's so funny. Yesterday, we were like, God, Dave's normally really ready to go home at this time. Like, he'd be like, right, I'm done. See you tomorrow. Bye. But he was kind of around and like chatting to people. This is after the show. Very chatty guy before the show. Very chatty guy during the show. After the show, not so much. He's kind of just ready to get home and get on with the rest of his day.
I don't know what you're talking
He was
about.
Having a chat with very serious man Today FM's Matt Cooper.
I was. Yeah, I was chatting away to Matt Cooper, just saying hello and...
Yeah, having a good chat.
Then we have mutual friends, you see.
We had to shoot some videos for social, and Dave was more than obliging about it. No problem. What do you need? I have time on my hands. What do you need? He was then just kind of coming over being like, any crack? What's going on? I was like, what are you doing here? And then we realise he's waiting past time because he doesn't have his haircut appointment till after 11. And we said, Dave, that's great. Normally you book your haircut appointments for like 10:05 and we're all running around to suit your hair appointments. And he
said, no problem. Anything for you.
And then he revealed, I couldn't get my usual 10:05 appointments. It had to be 11. So he was using this office to pass time.
You're welcome.
Think about a grand all in. But when she was getting her buggy, for example, the bit that you connect to the top is also the car seat. Do you know what I mean?
So like, it was a that's bit more kind of versatile. Clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Still so spenny, but a little bit more versatile.
Oh, that'd be typical Fiona now. Has to have the best of the best.
And now this is positioned, they're saying, as both a luxury baby stroller and the most affordable way to own a Lamborghini branded product.
Okay.
Which I suppose in a way is sort of true. Now, just saying this, a recent survey only released the other day shows that the cost of raising one child in Ireland per year is €15,324.
€19,000 if you get a Lamborghini buggy.
Well, that's true too. That's a massive increase in the last 10 years. And they're saying that's from cradle to college. And then you have to pay for college as well.
€15,000 from cradle to college?
Per year.
Oh, per year. Thank God. I was like, that's not a lot.
You're like, I could have six.
Yeah.
But look, yeah, it has all these mad features and designs. They're saying that the suspension on it is very similar to a
car's suspension on it. Like, I'm sure all buggies have that, but it's just when you hear it.
When you hear it,
that's brilliant.
In terms of Lamborghini.
And the indicators as well. Don't forget the indicators.
Do you know, not a bad idea for a buggy, to be honest. They also have some sort of a, like a racing car pedal. You know, the way sometimes you need to, like, as a brake.
Yeah.
You need a, like, a, you normally do have a brake on a buggy.
Is that for the kid or the parent?
That would be for the parent.
Okay.
For the buggy itself. You hold the brake or whatever. And it's the same design as what they'd have in, like, an
Lamborghini
car.
I love that. I have seen a lot of kind of updates with buggies recently. I know that sounds weird, but like,
oh, God, ever since you hit 30, your Instagram feed's changing.
I'm not in that way. I've just been, like, say, on the street or whatever, I see a kid in a buggy, but then I see the kid's older brother on a seat behind the buggy, like kind of was pretending to drive it.
I always feel bad for the kid shoved down the back. You can't see anything.
Yeah, actually,
you're just
that's
lying
true.
Under the one on top's ours.
Yeah, that's true.
And those are always probably smelly nappies and all. You're probably just like, ah, get me out of here.
That's a good point.
Some other ridiculous luxury items, if you're this way inclined. A Christian Dior soother, €69 would you be arsed?
Oh my God.
For a Dodie.
That has to be made of diamonds.
Well, here we go. Speaking of, it is actually made of diamonds.
No way.
Yeah, like the little cusp of it on top has loads of diamonds encrusted. Oh, sorry, that's further down. I'm wrong. My bad, Dave. Sorry. Yeah, something else down here. A 3-carat diamond pacifier, they're saying. Essentially,
nuts.
A Dodie that has all these diamonds on it coming in pounds at €11,226. And finally, if you're arsed, a Fendi bottle and a Zucca print holder. So, like, in order to keep the bottle warm or cold or whatever, this does what, like, a Stanley bottle would do, I suppose.
The holder itself. Really?
But Fendi. I'd be absolutely mortified if, when Fiona finally, you know, when she has her baby and we're introduced to her baby, imagine if the child's holding a Fendi bottle.
But, like,
she'd never.
I don't understand, because, like, I wouldn't even buy my child Nike runners because they're going to grow out of it. Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't buy them even.
You.
I wouldn't. What's the point? They would have the cheapest of the cheapest
your
products.
Your child will come out of the womb in Air Max.
Maybe the Air Max, but nothing else. Couldn't be arsed. Like, what's the point?
I know. You get 3 weeks out of
three
it.
3 weeks, and then, like, and then they're outgrown it.
Tell them I'm vintage. Keep it moving.
Bad, not a bad show.
Taylor Swift and Opalite on Spin at 7:22. And just after 8 o'clock, you could be €1,000 richer if you take on the tricky 10 this morning. Get all 10 correct. Win a grand if you're up for it, if you fancy taking it on. We'd love to hear from you. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Did you ever watch a TV show or listen to a song or, like, watch a movie that you would have done with an ex, and you kind of always associate that thing with that ex?
Yes, totally.
Well, there's a TV show that I used to do that with my ex, and I could never really watch it because I was always like,
it's
something we did. Do you know what I mean? But now, thankfully, I'm over it.
And time has moved on.
And I'm able to watch the show again.
What's the show?
The show is Nothing to Declare.
Oh, God.
It's the best thing on television.
I would argue it's the most anxiety-inducing thing on television.
Why do you get anxious watching Nothing to Declare?
Because
by the way, if you've never seen Nothing to Declare, you have a life. Well done. Honestly, fantastic. Well done.
Do you know why? I know why. We started watching it during COVID. First lockdown.
It's a very COVID daytime TV show, isn't it?
And as a result now, it just reminds me of being locked up.
Yes, fair enough. Yeah. It's basically about Australian border control and people in the airport being filmed coming in, trying to bring in mad stuff, like things like frogs' legs or birds or worms, or people are like mailing like plants to people, and the plants have bugs in them. And
do you know, considering Nothing to Declare has been running for so long and it's always out of these airports in Australia, you would think, do you know what, like, one, I'm not going to smuggle stuff in that I'm not allowed in, two, I'm going to get shamed on telly for it because Nothing to Declare is filmed here, maybe I won't bring this. But no, they just get a constant splurge of new people bringing stupid stuff through the border.
Well, here's something that I think I've figured out, right? I think if you want to get into Australia, you need to first get yourself on Nothing to Declare. Especially back in 2004. That seemed to be the way of getting through to Australia.
Okay.
Because they were letting everyone in. They were stopping everyone, but they were letting everyone in. I was watching this episode last night and I had to just Google what was going on with the characters. When was it filmed? So it was like, obviously post 9/11. So I would have thought it would be a little bit more strict. It wasn't at all. Let me just go through some of the things that happened, right? There was a guy called Daryl. He was from South Africa. And he had a passport that was basically ripped to shreds and then put back together. right?
And aren't there people now who, like, if there's any damage whatsoever any damage to your whatsoever. Passport, it's like you're not going.
It looked like he ripped up a page, put another page in it, and just went with a stapler. It was horrendous, right? And the border security guy is kind of like, I don't know about this. And then Daryl's like, it's my passport, it's fine. And the border security's like, okay, let me see your visa. And he's like, have you ever had any criminal charges? And your man's like, yeah. And he's like, right, why didn't you write that on your visa? And he's like, ah, but it was ages ago. He's like, yeah, but it says ever. And he's like, ah, oh, right, okay. So I swear, at the end of the episode, it's like, right, you seem like a nice guy. What we're going to do is we're going to let you in this time. But next time, just make sure and actually write that, you know, whatever on your visa.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that was bizarre. He wouldn't get in today's, you know,
today's world.
So that was Daryl. This other man walked in with, and I swear I've never talked about this particular thing on the radio before, literal crystals of the stuff Walter White makes in Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Two crystals.
Wow.
And another thing. What happened? He was given a $500 fine and told, go on. He brought crystals with them on a plane into the airport, into the country.
You would be convoyed directly to Mountjoy Prison.
$500 fine. Go on, you now, you scamp. A little smack in the arse. Get out in there.
Are you for real, dude?
This old couple brought in bananas. They were outside of Australia for the very first time. They were like old, they were retired, and they were like, right, we'll go and travel the world. They left Australia once, they came back, they brought bananas that they bought in the shop or whatever. He hadn't declared them. And this whole episode was about this. And I was like, you let a fella with two crystals in. And this whole old couple is getting accosted over a couple of bananas because they'd apparently bring down your whole banana industry in seconds. Mental.
What?
I don't know. But then the old woman starts crying and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh God, the poor woman. And then as soon as that happens, your one comes over. So what we're going to do is we're just going to waive the fine and let you in this time. And I'm like, this is just nuts. They're just letting everyone in, apart from this one woman who came over from Vietnam, and she basically said that she was running away from her family or whatever.
Oh, bless
right?
her. Okay.
And so she had $500 of Australian money. And they were
That's
like,
okay, surely.
Not really when you're staying for 2 years on a holiday visa. Like, do you know what I mean? Okay. $500 isn't going to get you very far.
But, sure, okay, so
but I thought, how is that up to them?
And also, surely she might have money in a bank account.
Yeah, I don't know if she did. Anyway, so they got her. She was really annoyed at being taken into the back of the airport to talk. Yeah. She was really annoyed. And so they got an interpreter for her. She was from Vietnam. And she also spoke Korean. So they got an interpreter for her. And she just went mad at the interpreter, and the interpreter was like, I'm not working with her, goodbye. So they had to get another interpreter, and then they were like, yeah, we can't let you in. So she had to ring her mom. She was like, yeah, by the way, I ran away to Australia, I'm here now. She was trying to get the border security guy to let her in, so she was like, I'll clean your gaff, I'll teach your kids Vietnamese and Korean.
And
your mom was like, they don't need that, it's fine.
I thought you were going to be like,
I honestly thought he was going to like, on this occasion, we'll let you in this time. It was the one time I didn't see it.
Here's Noah Kahan. This is Harry Styles and Aperture on Spin. Good morning.
Real quick, are we hating my Harry Styles impression?
No, I don't hate it at all.
Hi, I'm Harry Styles. This is what you're listening out for, right? When I pop up between two songs, all you got to do is message the word Harry to 087-711-1038. Hi, I'm Harry Styles.
Very good. But
if you want to go to Amsterdam to see Harry Styles live in concert, it's Harry in a WhatsApp when you hear him to 087-711-103.
But just to confirm, that was his song Aperture. That was not him popping up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not messaged just yet.
Yes. You're going to hear him go, hi, I'm Harry Styles.
Yeah. Welcome on into One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where you hear a tiny sliver of a dance song. You try to guess it correctly to win your way to the cinema. This morning, if you guess correctly, you could be heading to the cinema six times or three times with someone.
Someone
whatever
has
way you
to get it today. I feel like we've given you a full hour of the song.
It feels like that when you know it, but this is how tiny it is. Kira's standing by there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Kira. All right, this is the clip. What is the song?
Delilah, Pull Me Out of This.
Kira. By Fred Again.
Delilah put me out. I'm not cool enough to know Fred Again tunes now.
No, that is an absolute banger. And would you believe we played One Foot in the Rave last week with a completely different song, and someone guessed Delilah pulled me out of this. It's not though. Oh. I'm sorry, but again, thanks for putting that song in my head this morning, Kira.
Thanks, Kira. Great guess. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. It just seems so obvious to us, but
can you do an impression of Fred Again's Pull Me Out of This Again?
Pull me out of this.
Oh my God, that really makes me want to listen to it.
I know, doesn't everyone want to check it out now?
He'd probably sample that.
Yeah, he probably. Here, Fred. Have your fun. How are you, Natasha?
Too bad. Greg is here with me.
Who's Greg now?
Greg is my son.
Oh, very good. Does he love this game too?
He does.
Okay, listen, guys, here's the clip. What's that song?
What is it?
I think Ray Escapism.
Oh,
Ray
tune.
And Escapism. Love that tune.
Run on him. Greg, actually, yeah, you're a child. I won't sing that anymore.
But let's see if you're right.
Damn it.
Good shout though, Greg. I appreciate the guess, and it's a great song
and it will
be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Sorry we couldn't win your passes today. Have a great day, my man.
You too. Bye, guys.
Good luck, Natasha. Bye.
Okay, right, here we go. Can we do it? Can we do it?
We got it. Come on.
Alicia is there. This is the clip, Alicia.
What is the song? You got it. Come on.
Don't Let Me Down with Chainsmokers.
Don't Let Me Down with the Chainsmokers.
Any idea who the female vocalist would be on that song? Because we were thinking Halsey.
But it's not,
but it's not Halsey.
Oh,
don't worry if you don't know. We can tell that you are absolutely correct.
Woo. Oh, deadly.
Oh, it's so good.
What an absolute banger.
It's so good.
I haven't heard that in years.
Oh, Alicia, you've got it spot on. Congratulations. You've won yourself 6 IMC Cinema passes.
Oh, unreal. Thanks so much.
Well done. Fair play to you, gal. Have a lovely day.
Thanks so much. Bye.
See you later. So look, as you heard there, the first club we have with Kira, she guessed Delilah Pull Me Out of This from Fred Again, and I did my impression, which is like, pull me out of this.
So because I've never heard of this song, so I'm really curious now.
Do you know what? It's uncanny.
Go on.
How close it is. This is the clip.
Pull me out of this.
Oh yeah.
But that's just you again. What's the actual song sound like?
So true. So true. Kind of forgot what a song sounded like, to be honest. It wasn't as much of a drop as I thought.
Pull me out of this.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
You really get the Donald Duck in there.
I sometimes need to shut up.
My heart was in your hand while your hand was on the door.
It's Alex Warren. That is new. It's called Fever Dream on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I love him.
I know you
He is excellent. Yeah. Like, he's just good vibes.
And you know the way we often say with celebrities, like, you know, oh, they seem so humble, they seem so sound, but like they're clearly they are, but maybe... Like, he seems like just one of the lads.
Yeah, he's had a tough life as well.
He has, yeah.
But, like, it's just, he seems like a cool guy.
Guys, I'm so relieved today. Thank the Lord above us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I finally found Joanne's buns.
What?
Oh, I thought something bad had happened to Joanne. I was getting so worried about her there for a while.
What are you talking about?
Do you know Stafford's Joanne buns, these lads?
Sorry, I saw this on your Instagram story yesterday and I was like, they look like the most pathetic buns I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, I'm sorry. No.
They look pathetic.
We all know Joanne's buns. Yeah. They pop up in Centres, they pop up in Super Values.
If you want to check them out in Emma's story, you need about 10 minutes with the amount of underscores she has in her username. Emma... _ Nolan. Is it
popular name? What can I say?
You can see them on their story. They look grim.
Sorry, they are the most delicious delicacy in the whole wide world. They're the most simple ice buns you would ever enjoy.
Simple being the main word.
Well, yeah, no, just simple. With a cup of tea now, split them down the middle and pick up them in sections. Oh, let the icing melt in the mouth. I was so worried about Joanne because this woman's name is Joanne's Buns, and I don't know who she is, but I couldn't find them for ages. And then yesterday, I was very bougie for me now, but I was in Super Value just because it was right next to boxing. And I was like, Jack,
so
like, there's still no Joanne's Buns here. They're always here. I realised they ever. they'd been moved to a higher shelf, one that my little 5 foot nothing frame could take.
That must
out of my eye.
That's not very good now. That's not very good for the old Joanne's buns.
Well, I think that's true, yeah.
If they've moved up a shelf or down a shelf, very bad news.
Very bad news.
Someone's obviously paying for like proper.
I was so confused during COVID as to why I was putting on weight. I just couldn't understand. It couldn't make sense to me.
It was Joanne.
And Emer replied to my story last night being like, throwback. And I was like, yeah, do you remember the days we'd come in for a walk and I'd like literally destroy four Joanne's buns back to back?
Nice.
COVID, hon.
COVID.
Do what you gotta do.
What you want.
Anyway, Joanne is fine for anyone else that was panicking.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. What's going
crack?
On? You know, I'm a bit wrecked today. I was out late last night.
Were you?
I was.
Out in the town.
I was going to get home till 10:30. I was seeing the talented Mr. Ripley in the Board Gosh.
Wow.
Now, in fairness, I know I did go mad at you a couple of weeks ago for going to see Blood Brothers, and I was like, I just didn't understand it. I just thought, why would you go and see the longest, what seemed like the longest musical in the world?
I love Blood Brothers.
I would have thought you'd have hated that. You would have really disliked last night.
Really?
Yeah, especially because I don't think you've seen the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley.
No. I know nothing about it.
I brought Pippa, and Pippa didn't really know the story that
been
well.
A fan. Did you read the book or something?
I read the book and I've seen the movie. Yeah. I didn't watch the TV show because it was in black and white.
Was it almost kind of nostalgic that you read the book? Was it when you were much younger?
I completely forgot the ending.
That's the exact same with me as Blood Brothers, because Mam and I went to see it in Cork when I was about 14, 15 in the Opera House.
Mm.
So like I knew, like, it's familiar, but it was still like, oh my God, yeah, this bit. So
yes,
it was nice.
The actual play itself was just so technically brilliant. Like, I was there watching it. I was kind of felt like producer Callum.
Yeah, you're such a nerd.
I know, but he loves his like organisation and stuff like that. And I was just like, it was so well organised. Like, everyone was on the stage at the exact time that they had to be.
Yeah.
But like, for things to happen where it was like, that is amazing. I know they've practised it a million times, but it's so impressive. The guy was on the stage for the entire night, the main character, the entire night, didn't leave once to like check a script or anything like that. I was just like, that is so impressive.
Wouldn't you be like, for the people who don't get the breather, am I not like, surely I'll have a coughing fit or sneeze at some point, or something will throw me off. I always look at those people as well.
There wasn't even a slip up.
People on the chorus who are just so well choreographed, I'm like, I know I'd be the one to mess this up.
So if you've seen the movie or if you read the book or if you've seen the TV show, I would recommend this. I did turn around to my mate last night and I was like, come here, what are you thinking? Halfway through during the interval, she was like, I don't know what's going on. I've never seen the book or whatever. And I was like, okay, fair enough. I can kind of understand why.
Sorry,
you'd
Dave,
be...
Would you actually then, are you sort of saying, indirectly, that it's something that you might need to do a little bit of a spoiler on before you attend?
Oh.
I'd like you to say it, maybe.
I know. See, Emma Nolan loves a spoiler for whatever it is that's coming. No, I don't think so. I would just explain what's going on, which is
via Google.
That when the person talks to you, the audience is not actually talking to you, he's talking to himself.
Oh.
So people thought he was breaking the fourth wall, and I was like, he's not. He's talking to himself.
Did you love having that piece of info last night?
It's just a little bit, you know, it's very highbrow.
Yeah, it's just, if you're into the
arts,
it's
for very impressive people like myself.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
It's Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance. The Dead Dance. I'll be dead dancing around here tomorrow. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Well, hope.
Why? Well, look. Joanne McNally, the queen that she is, she wraps up her very long stint in the Olympia in a few days' time. This started in November, okay?
She didn't do as many like Olympia gigs as she did Vicar Street gigs last year.
There'll probably be more, right, to be honest, probably. I did see the show already when Fiona was supporting her. Now, this was at the weekend, and I was home at the weekend by 12:30. Fiona kindly gave me a ticket as she was on support.
12:30?
On a weekend. That's good.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like the show ended.
No. Afterwards. But tonight is a different game altogether.
Okay.
Because I'm going with Emer.
Your friend.
My friend Emer, okay? And she's very excited. And my alarm, whether I hear it or not, will be going off at 5:30 in the morning, whether I like it or not. I have some concerns, okay? Emer wants to meet this evening.
5.
It's very early. 5?
At 5.
What are you going to do, a gym class?
She wants
5
to go
o'clock,
for
Emer, relax.
A few drinks before we head to the Olympia.
Oh my God, Emer.
As far as I know, Joanne doesn't go on stage until around 9.
Oh, mother of God.
That's 4 hours after meeting Emer.
Oh my God. Does she not have a job?
She does, but she's a trooper, unlike me. I won't be in the presence, like I was last time, of Fiona's lovely mam that I'm on my best behaviour in front of trying to impress. I have no supervision whatsoever. Now, the reason that this is also different to last time is there is no potential of me meeting Joanne tonight. Okay? Whereas last time, I was like, hey, better stay cool, because
Fiona...
And
spoiler, she did not stay cool.
Fiona invites me back to her dressing room. Maybe I'll meet Joanne tonight. And I still made a fool of myself anyway.
She did, yeah.
That definitely
Big
won't
time.
Be an option tonight. Now, here is where things get very dangerous. Throngs of freshly empowered women are a dangerous group of people.
I've said it ever since day one.
At 10:30 tonight...
Nothing more dangerous than women.
At 10:30 tonight, when Emer, myself, and her 20 to 30 new friends... will emerge onto Dame Street with a level of self-confidence and morale not felt since the pro-choice movement won by a landslide in 2018. There will be no responsibility of any sort that will tie these women down. Dancing will not just be encouraged but strictly enforced.
Are these
I've
the
been
people-
to Joanne's gigs before. This is how it goes when you get a gang of freshly empowered women together.
Okay, right. So that's what's going to be released onto Dame Street after.
Around 10:30 tends to happen, yeah. Yeah, and a whole new, like, cult has been formed with the gang you spent the last few hours with in a room. Now, these are the 5-point plans I've kind of put in place for tomorrow. I just want you to know that you have my best interests at heart. This show means the world to me. My colleagues mean the world to me. But I can't be in two places at once, and I must dance the night away after Joanne tonight. So
you're going dancing after the gig?
I'll have to. There's nothing else you can do. You'd be letting all the women down. It'd be really rude.
Where
and wrong.
Where would we go?
I don't
go
know.
To Coppers.
Does it even open early enough?
I don't know.
I don't know what time it opens at. So what I did was yesterday I bought 2 bottles of Lucozade. They're currently cooling in my fridge. They're there, ready to go. My plan is to come home from the gig tonight and dress for work tomorrow before bed.
Good shout. Yeah, like your first day of school vibes.
Exactly. Just get into my clothes, be ready to go.
Oh my God, you're going to stink.
I will be disgusting. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be gross. I'm going to pre-buy jambons from Lidl today. Put them in my locker and then
heat them in the morning.
At 6 a.m. Just there's nowhere is open when we're up in the morning. So the jambons will be in my locker in the morning.
That's rotten.
I'm going to set as many alarms as humanly possible. Multiple on my phone, Jack's work phone, trusty physical alarm, the oven, my Apple Watch, and make sure Dave and Callum start ringing if they haven't heard from me by 6:20. Okay.
Okay, so it's up to us basically.
It will eventually fall. It will become your fault, yes. Eventually. And finally, I'm making a point of this today so that you listening and my two stunning, beautiful colleagues are prepped and ready in advance to provide kindness, encouragement, and ample empathy.
No, I disagree. I'm not doing
Sorry
that.
Now.
I'm not doing
it's
that.
It's a rite of passage.
No.
Every woman has been to Joanne and understands what this is about. And every woman who's due to go to Joanne will soon understand what this is about.
Not every woman
you
has a breakfast
support
show.
Support and care.
Do you know? I don't know if I agree to being really, really nice. I think when I have come in...
I've been
in
so
bits,
nice to you.
Have you?
So nice to you, offering you breakfast... offering to do loads of things for you. I've always been very nice to you and you've been... Look, what...
I'm desperately trying to think of a time if she wasn't, but damn it, she's right. She's annoyingly nice when I'm in bits.
If Callum ever stays out beyond 9:30, I'm so nice to him. It's very rare. But if he
it's
does...
It's probably happened once in like 3 years.
If Callum's missed his bedtime by 1/2 hour, I'm like, Callum...
I'll be nice to you,
I'll
Emma,
be
no
nice
matter
to
what.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I don't agree with the jambon.
Why?
It's that's 24-hour jambon is not good to anybody.
It's better than nothing. Here's Danielle Hard and Dua Lipa. This is Two Hearts on Spin.
The rush in my fingertips, the shock of the lightning, so many things that I miss. I'm done fantasizing. I hope tonight is the one.
087-711-103 this morning. Maybe you feel this frustration that I do. We'd love to hear from you. Is there an item of clothing that you saw in a shop or online at some point and went, oh my God, I love it. That is exactly what I'm looking for. Oh my God, the fit, perfect, love the colour. And it was ruined because you noticed the nonsensical, stupid text that was printed across the breasts part of it or the back of it. I'm talking the embarrassing quotes.
Oh, you mean like juicy? Like,
no,
oh, you
no,
go,
no.
That's a lovely tracksuit, and then it has juicy on the arse.
No, I don't even mean that. I mean the quotes.
Oh.
Like the things like live, laugh, loves on a piece of clothing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like the lame, empowering phrases. I'll tell you for why. Because I've been caught by this several times in the shop. You're like, oh my God, look at the colour of that hoodie. I haven't seen a nice, lovely lilac like that in ages. And then you walk over and go, I can't wear like... too cool to care. I don't know, on the back of my jumper. Like, stop.
Okay.
So
I'm totally with you on this. Yeah, that needs to stop.
Yeah, big time. It's everywhere at the moment.
It's always on the back as well of guys' hoodies. So like you go to and you'd be like, oh, that's class, and then you're like, crap, I have to flip the hoodie now just to have a look at the back.
And it says dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, or there's like a big boat on it or something like that. Why?
It's the quotes in particular I'm looking for at the moment, because they're the ones that kill me, make me go, ugh. So basically, I'm off to Thailand on Tuesday, and a few weeks ago I saw this t-shirt, a very plain looking to my eyes red t-shirt. It was online, so I didn't zoom in on the text on the breast of it, but I just thought, that's grand, it'll do with a pair of high-waisted shorts. I'll probably wear the bejesus out of it for the few weeks I'm in Thailand.
Okay.
Grand, right? So it arrived yesterday. Not that it arrived yesterday, but I had a proper look at it yesterday for the first time, and I decided, just so you can feel the heartbreak I felt last night when I had a good look at this, I decided to wear it today.
So okay? You bought this without looking at what the text was written on the breast?
It was very small.
Okay.
Right? So I didn't examine it online. I didn't do a double zoom. I just went, ah, red t-shirt, throw it in the bag, that'll do.
Where did you buy it?
I'm not going to say. I'm confused whether it was Bershka or just ASOS.
Right,
or,
okay.
I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm going to reveal the shirt now.
Okay, please do. She's taking off her big hoodie. The fuzzy charged snooty, if you will. And the red t-shirt says...
The red t-shirt on the front says, I wasn't made for romance.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God. I wasn't made for romance.
Made for romance. Now, Dave, I'm going to walk over to you now, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to tell everyone what it says on the back
please,
of this t-shirt.
Please move your hair. No time for romance. Emotionally unavailable. Relationship status. Avoiding it. Oh my God. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Have you ever been more disappointed?
That is horrendous. Show me that again. Emotionally unavailable. No time for romance. Relationship status. Avoiding it.
Yuck. It's so sad. I'm so sad. I really like the t-shirt.
Oh God, that's horrendous.
On a canoe with Jack in Thailand, exploring cow sock, and he's sitting behind me going, relationship status, avoiding it.
Oh my God.
Scarlet for me. I can't wear it now.
It's like seeing those pictures in like Asian shops, and it's like all these Asian symbols, and it just means chicken nuggets or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's just pathetic. Stop doing this, please. If anything comes to mind, if you do have maybe a piece of clothing like me that you caught out with, or something that you really loved and went, I can't walk around saying be a flamingo in a flock of pigeons on me shirt for the rest of the day.
God.
087-711-103 would love your voice notes. I'm raging. Does anyone want this shirt?
No, I'm grand. I think if I wore that, Pip would kill me.
Because this poor t-shirt, which is a lovely fit and a lovely colour, is victim to stupid text on the back of it. You all know yourself, you're in the shop and a lovely shade of green crew neck catches your eye in the corner. You're like, oh, that's kind of what I'm after. And then you go over and inspect it and it says, she believed she could, but she had a nap instead.
Do you know, oh my God, that's a good example. That is horrendous.
Awful.
This is
awful.
Very pennies, I think. I feel like a lot of their clothes do that.
Dave, it's moved everywhere.
Is it?
It's a pandemic, not a pandemic, what's it called?
Yeah, it could be a pandemic.
Epidemic. So, an epidemic. This t-shirt that I wore today to show the guys, at the back of it says, emotionally unavailable, no time for romance, relationship status, avoiding it.
I would love if you just walked into the house with this on. Jack didn't have a clue what was coming. Yeah, that'd be really funny. He'd be like, are you breaking up with me?
Imagine if you use this as a way to break up with people. Yeah. Statements on clothes I don't think are needed. So I was asking you this morning, does anything come to mind in terms of clothes you've bought that you've got caught out with or were really put off buying? Louise was in touch.
Absolutely cannot stand all the jumpers and sweatshirts that have like American football teams or American cities on it. I refuse to buy anything with that on it. Mm-hmm. Like, give me something like the Lily Whites or Bows or Sligo Rovers or something that is relevant to me or my country at least, but I cannot stand when they put all these LA and all this stuff on.
I'm so with you as well. You're walking around like Dublin and you're the hoodie's perfect for you, but it says just New York Yankees on it. Yeah. It's like, no,
for guys, there's nothing worse than you go into a shop and you go, oh, that's a lovely t-shirt. And in fairness, it doesn't have a quote or anything on it, but there's always, you'll see it and you go, that is very nice. And you'll turn it around or you look at the breast and it says 11 degrees. And you're like, right, I'll see you later.
It says 11 degrees. Is that like the brand?
Yeah, but as soon as you see that, you're putting that back.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a turn
away.
Off.
Such nice clothes.
I was in a clothes shop the other day and I saw this really nice like light blue jumper and it had like a little pineapple in the corner of it. Just a really small pineapple.
That's fine.
Like,
you big swinger.
This is... but it's not even that. I was like, oh, this looks like kind of cute. Look on the back of it. In massive letters, in psychedelic letters, it just said SpongeBob.
You'd love that. So I bought four.
Let's go! Hello, how are we?
Good morning. On today's episode of I Will Watch Literally Anything on TikTok.
Oh yeah, didn't you once watch a full movie?
I did. I watched Titanic on TikTok in, I think, 307 parts or something like that. It was crazy. No, but on today's episode, it's marbles. Marble racing. What they do is they have like five marbles, like a blue and a black and a red and a green and a yellow. And it's like, it gives you 3 seconds. It's like, choose a marble. I have more loyalty to the marble that I choose than I have over Pippa, I think, honestly. I'm looking at that marble going, come on, you got it. The marble, it's already pre-done, like it's done. It's, you know, there's nothing I can do to control
to change it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm watching that little marble as if it's my own son.
Did you see that community event somewhere in the country? I'm not sure. It was in the countryside anyway. It was a few weeks ago now. I saw someone shared it on Instagram stories. But basically, you know, like their gala day or their community fundraiser or whatever. All the community had put like, say, a fiver into a pot and someone would win the whole lot in like a lotto. But what they did was down a country lane, a really quiet laneway road, everyone that entered got a tennis ball or some form of a ball and everything and all the balls were numbered. And there was like, they had the road kind of paved or like people kind of had something to kind of kick the balls back out if they got stuck in a ditch or whatever.
Amazing.
And then the first ball to get into the thing at the bottom won. It was so exciting.
Lads, I would watch that entire thing.
I'll find you the video.
Yeah, it's like that's so, but it's just, I love sport. I watch any sport in the world.
Even
but
the ones
if
that
there
are...
was a channel where it was like, here's marbles on a table, which one's going to make it to the end of the table first? I will watch it.
It's very confusing as to why as well. What's the aerodynamics of
how
marble?
Can I bet on this?
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Last week on the show, we did a little bit of a performance review. Well, you did on this show. You kind of rated this show and what you change and what you keep and what you were happy with and what you were unhappy with. And then at the very end of the performance review, you were asked to name your favourite member of Fully Charged.
Toxic.
Emma, Dave or Fiona.
Toxic.
And I won. Shocked no one, I think. So I said this week, I feel like I should run with that. Do you know what I mean? I should be able to get something out
some
of that.
Some kind of mileage out
of it,
yeah.
When I found out, I was very humble.
To be honest, I won't lie. If I had one favourite, it wouldn't just be said and ignored and moved on.
Exactly.
I'd have been like, okay, so...
You would milk it for all it's worth. So that's exactly what I've
been
doing.
Why is no one rubbing my feet this morning?
On Monday's show, I said set you a couple of tasks that you needed to do for me. I said things like, I don't want to arrive until 10 to 7, so you guys plan around that. I didn't do that because I don't trust you guys to do that. Callum had to boil the kettle. I've had to boil the kettle twice this morning because I did it when I first came in at 7 or at 6 and then I did it again at 6:30. So he didn't do that either. Emma, the temperature of the studio, I've been freezing all morning.
I'm wearing a fuzzy charged snooty because I'm so cold. I haven't been taking...
You haven't set the temperature to 22 degrees and then
I've
by
also,
8:30 when it gets a little bit warm you set it to 21.
That was what I was told and I've also not been addressing you properly. I've gone back to Dave or David rather than Mr.
Favourite.
It's
not
favorite.
The fave. I asked you for a Mackey's breakfast on Friday. I hope that's still in planning.
I'm game for that, Jay.
And
you also said that from 9 till 9:15 on a Friday you don't want to partake in the show because you want to enjoy your meal.
Yes, so a 15 minute break of a Friday at 9 o'clock would be great and the office birthday
cards. I signed an office birthday card yesterday. No one signed it for me. Those are the kind of demands that I set. So I've decided no one is obviously taking me seriously.
Wouldn't say that.
So what I did was I went straight to the boss. I said, hello, Nick. I am the favourite member of Fully Charged.
Of course.
And he said, of course, sir. And he bowed and he gave me the company credit card. So what I did was I went to Amazon to get me something that I think will make you guys realise I'm being deadly effing serious.
Oh my
okay?
God, the favourite.
You need to agree with my terms, accept them, and, you know,
treat me with the most of all respect.
Actually do them. So what I've bought myself is, just to start off, a little crown.
Oh, for goodness
just
sake.
Just a nice
wow.
little gold crown. The next thing I have bought myself is a giant king's cape.
Oh my
That's
God.
Goes around my neck here now, and now
oh
I'm...
Oh my God, no way, David!
Now, and now I'm wearing a cape. But like, wait...
That's amazing,
wait,
that's a great
one
costume.
Second, because the best thing is coming. What I've also got...
He's now wearing a crown. It's got loads of jewels on it. He's got a blue cape with
I have got
polka
a staff.
Dots.
Now, what I mean by staff is not like a load of staff around me, but I have staff in terms of a big magic stick. And what it does is... Hey, you, I'll point it at you and I go, do my bidding. And then when you see that point at you, you have to do it.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. Now, if you don't do it, you get hit. Do you know what I mean?
What?
That's what's going to happen. So I have more demands on top of the other ones that you must adhere to. Is everybody ready for your demands?
God, the power is really going to his head here, isn't it?
Emma, in the mornings, please make sure my car parking space is always free.
How whether do that I means, control that?
Whether that means you have to stay there all night, I don't know. But listen, make it happen. Callum, please organise a cup of tea with Claire Byrne for me. Just so I can hang out with her. That would be fantastic. And maybe front row seats to her show on News Talk. That would be nice as well. Just downstairs in the studio.
You're forgetting to point the staff as you talk.
Sorry, yes, Claire Byrne. My screen keeps turning off on my computer. So Emma, if you could just every time that happens, just come over and move my mouse. And just so the screen doesn't go black. That would be really, really handy. On Wednesday, my legs are very sore from the leg day before in the gym. So we're going to do a couple of exercises. You're going to like kind of lift my legs up and stretch them a little bit.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Like footballers on it, you pitch it, you know, when they've played 90 minutes and they still have to play half an hour.
I'm a part-time physio on a Wednesday.
Exactly. So that's just on Wednesdays. We sit beside Jamie and Faye, and Faye's desk is always a mess, but she's a lot going on, so I don't want to worry her with it. But it makes me very anxious. So if you could just make sure that that's clean when I come in the morning, that'd be fantastic.
So we do the dirty work.
Yeah, just put her laptop away, put the wires away and whatever she's got going on the show. That'd be fantastic. And as soon as the show is over, I think this could go every day. If 4 out of 5 days is fine. As I said, I'm a humble and reasonable man.
He says the guy with the crown on his head.
As soon as the show is over and I walk out the door, I'm thinking a guard of honour. So, you know when it's a football player's last match?
Yeah.
And all the players kind of on both sides.
Like when Brian Dobson left the 6-1 News for the final time and all RTE staff walked him to
I'm kind of thinking of like, you know when they opened the Disney shop on Grafton Street and you open the thing and everyone...
So true.
I just think that that's fair enough. I am the favourite after all, and I am a humble and reasonable man. I think these demands should
be met. We'll get you a ribbon so you can officially launch each day.
Please, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. But for now, just the Claire Byrne thing. The cup of tea with Claire Byrne would be nice, and the rest of those things.
Okay, well, Mr. Favourite.
Yes.
I do not accept new conditions.
Okay, well, just remember the staff are getting hit.
And I have... very good reason to think you are a farce, sir. An absolute farce.
What?
I will bring them to you and you listening after Benson Boone and Mr. Electric Blue. You're listening.
Not looking good.
If you haven't been with us in the last few minutes, you won't know what's going on behind the scenes. David Hammond is sat beside me wearing a crown, a cape, and a staff. This is because last week on the show, he was and fairly voted the favourite member of Fully Charged.
Thank you, Dublin.
There was a performance review conducted by our toxic producer, Callum, which included... jokes. Which included an option to vote for your favourite team member. Dave won fair and square. However, since Dave started implementing new rules and new demands for myself and producer Callum to meet for him, because he's now favourite, I've decided he does not deserve the title. That is based...
What is
on
this?
Certain things you have said and done in the past.
What do you mean?
On this very show.
How
I think
dare
your title
you talk
should be
to your
stripped
favorite like this.
Of you. I think the crown should be burned. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Heavy will be the head following this expose. That's what I say and what Stormzy says.
I cannot believe. And do you know what? I know she's going nowhere with this because I am a man of the people. And I am
the fave.
He is really clutching that staff for all it's worth. Now, just for the purpose
nervous.
Of this broadcast, these clips have definitely not been manipulated to paint Dave in a bad light, and he definitely said everything in the context that I'm bringing you. Okay, let's kick off.
Interesting start bit
let's
there.
Let's just move on. So once upon a time, I forgot my leap guard before getting on the Lewis. I forgot to tap it, and I didn't realise until it was moving. I felt so bad. I bought 2 tickets at the next stop to make up for it. But when I told Dave what I'd done, this is what he said.
That's really morally okay. Yes, I would agree.
That I used the Lewis initially without tapping my leap card.
But then you bought two tickets.
You said that after I told you that I'd hopped on first and foremost.
Yeah, the Lewis is free.
This is the man that during a live broadcast incited violence, propositioning his colleague to assault him.
Slap my face. What is this? What? I don't even... Whatever it is, my people will not believe this farce. Slap my face.
You said it. You said it to me. I would never. Trying to get me in trouble. This is the so-called favourite who has broken broadcast regulations by suggesting utterly dangerous forms of contraception.
I don't think the M&S bag would have given you the same feeling. What is this? This is just making me like me more.
Dave is so cheap that he revealed on the show he haggles down his share of the household bills with his housemates and does not stop until he gets his own way.
€40, and I said, no thanks. And he said, right, go on, we'll do it for 30. And I said, no thanks. And he said, right, £20, final offer. Happy days!
This is the man.
That is not
you
true.
Voted show
that
favorite.
Is how much I paid for a horse ride.
This is also the man who on this very platform went into unnecessary, explicit, crass and salacious detail about his stamina in the bedroom.
About 4 minutes. Then that's generous. The people will not believe this farce. My people will love me no matter what.
I don't think the M&S bag would have given you the same feeling.
It doesn't.
Dangerous. You're listening to Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I messed up the second one, I'm sorry.
I think we all did, okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We all kind of just... We're not with it today, you know. We can only apologise. But hopefully the player is. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who have we got on to play?
It's Jane. Jane, what are you up to right now?
I am just on the road for work.
What do you do?
I'm a social media manager.
I'm
all the rage.
Do you heading out to a photo shoot.
Oh, fun. What's kind of the context of the photo shoot? You don't have to give us every detail, but give us an idea.
It's nothing exciting, just a demolition project.
Oh, that is interesting. Project. Can I come watch? That sounds unreal.
Are you going to make all the reels, the befores and afters? Before demolition, during...
Oh, I am, yeah.
Oh, fun. Okay, cool.
That's cool, Jane.
Good transition.
I really like that.
Opportunity there for the TikToks.
Very cool job.
Yeah.
All right, Jane. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before?
You know what? I actually haven't, but I heard it there on the radio, so...
Oh, yay!
Okay, well, let's see it. Welcome. Let's see if you can do it. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema, Jane. I'll ask you something like name any room in the house. If you say kitchen and I have kitchen written down, then you are out. You're listening out for 3 beeps. The 3 beeps sound like this. You answer on the 3rd beep every time I ask you a question, Jane, okay? You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. It's 5 up for grabs. Now, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, you can play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Jane, are you ready to go?
I am, yeah.
Good luck, Jane.
All right, let's do this thing. Round 1 with Demolition Jane on Don't Say the Same Thing That David's Written Down. Name anything you'd see in an airport.
A plane.
A plane. And I have written down a plane.
Oh my. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
What is that, sir?
That's so funny.
You know what I was thinking in my head? Signs.
I was thinking conveyor belt as well.
I was like, signs everywhere. Okay, Jane, you won nothing.
You won absolutely nothing.
Anyway.
But we got to see how you would have done.
The idea of the game, I suppose, is you're trying to think of like the non-obvious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No offense or anything, but plane's pretty obvious.
All right, Jane, who said plane? Let's go on to number two. It would have been name any country in Europe.
Ireland.
Oh, good answer.
Jane, I was like, please don't say Ireland.
Good answer. I written down Spain.
Okay, grand. We would have got through that one.
Round three, Jane, would have been name any Adam Sandler movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. Good choice. I have written down Big Daddy.
Okay, nice. You would have got that right. Let's move it on.
Round four, Jane, would have been name any Formula One team.
Ferrari.
And I have written down Ferrari.
Okay, that would have been you out again.
Nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
And lastly, Jane, round five would have been name any of the five senses.
Taste.
Did you say cake?
Taste.
Sorry. Similar to cake, to be fair.
You can taste cake.
And I have written down sight.
Beautiful. Okay, listen.
Jane, I don't think I've ever had someone go out on the first round before. It's a first for me. I appreciate it.
It happens. And it was lovely to chat to you. Jane, have a lovely day and enjoy the demolition project.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
See you, Jane. Bye.
Bye.
You know what I hate, right? We play a game after 8 o'clock called the Tricky 10. And if the players don't get through all the questions, then Callum keeps those questions we didn't get to till tomorrow. Why can't I do that? Do you know how hard it is to come up with questions for Don't Say the Same Thing that
David's
written down?
It's once a week, not every day.
I know. It's a nightmare, though. And now I've given you all my questions there. And now I have to come up with five more for next week.
Okay, so we're about to play Amble. You could say, name one of the letters in the spelling of Amble.
Do you know what? Will you come up with the questions next week?
I'm going
Don't
to Thailand.
Say the same thing that Emma has written down.
I'll be in Thailand. See you later.
Will you be in Thailand next week?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've landed.
You're leaving me.
That was the quickest game ever. 13 seconds it came in at.
Nice.
We'll try again.
That's actually
next
really
week.
Long. That's a long period of time.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.